It's such a blessing to have so many talented musicians, and that we are blessed through their music and their ministry. So we want to give God thanks. Our scripture lesson this morning is from Letter to the Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1 to 3 and 8 through 16. And it's found on page 1185 in the Pew Bible if you would like to find it and follow along. So Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 3 and 8 through 16. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Would you bow your heads in prayer with me? We thank you, O Lord, for speaking to us all the time. And Lord, you are speaking to us through the written words of the scriptures and also through the proclaimed words. May the Holy Spirit open our eyes, our ears, our hearts, and our minds so that we may hear your voice and discern your message for us today. May the Holy Spirit continually minister to us, that these words will become for us food and source of strength for our faith journey. We pray all this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Rio Olympics has begun this past week, and I'm sure all of you have been watching, enjoying. How many of you have been watching the Olympics here and there? Yeah. Did you see the men compete in gymnastics last night? Oh, you missed something. And then there were swimming meets and so forth. You know, we all hear, we are heard and know of the kind of work and commitment that went into each and every one of those athletes who are competing at the Olympics. My favorite event is gymnastics. So last night as I was doing things, Dan says, "Grace, come on, 8 o'clock, they are starting the gymnastics. You don't want to miss this." So I'm sitting now watching the men. It was a team competition. So Brazil went and U.S. went. And in the gymnastics circuit, my favorite thing is the high bars for the men. You know, I love watching because it's just so exciting when they do the rounds and then they kind of jump off of it, they twirl, and then as they come down, they have to catch the bar, and it just takes your breath away just watching. And also, there's with such grace. You know, they keep their legs together, and I mean, just looks just phenomenal. So I was enjoying watching them, and you know, as they began their training, and a lot of them began training for this, what, 5, 6 years old? And they couldn't even reach the high bar, let alone, you know, do some of those routines that they do. But how many of them really thought that as they began training for you know, high bars and uneven bars or the vaults and so forth, that they would think that they're going to someday become an Olympian and go compete at the Olympics? You know, as they can't even reach the high bars, as they can't even do one flip, who would have thought that they would become that good to compete? As I was watching, you know, how many times did they have to jump up? How many times did they practice their routines? How many times did they fall off those bars and the vaults, and how many times did they have to tumble? And yet they got up again and they practiced some more. They pushed their limits and they worked and worked and worked. And every single act and every little practice that they do, to me, that's an act of faith. Hebrews chapter 11, the parts of the scripture that which we read this morning, it's commonly known as the faith chapter because it talks about faith. It gives you definition of what faith is. It says, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. So as these little children started practicing and training for these gymnastic feats, they were doing it in faith because they were being sure of what they were hoping and certain that it will happen, although they don't see it then. Our scripture passage gives us an example of what that means as it tells us the story of Abraham and Sarah, and they were called to go to a place that they will later receive this as their inheritance, even though they didn't even know where they were going. And they obeyed and went. And by faith, we are told that Abraham made his home in the foreign land. It's at that point, they don't even know where they are. They don't even know that this is the land that someday they're going to live in. And they didn't, the Hebrew writer tells us, well, in their lifetime, they didn't even see it. But in faith, knowing that because God said so, it is going to happen, they went. Abraham showed us in his example that faith means that we take the step, first step in faith, It kind of like faith means that we take the first step in faith. I know you're not supposed to use the same word as you're describing it, but that's the only way I could describe it in a way. That's what faith is, that you don't even know where you're going. You don't even see it, but taking the first step towards it. Abraham shows us that that's what faith is. And secondly, it requires radical obedience. Now, the Hebrew writer tells us Abraham went out of his comfort zone, out of all the things that are familiar to him, out of the life that they were living. They just picked up, uprooted their family, uprooted their life, and they just went because God told them to go. And we are told that's what faith is. If we really look at it, life itself, it requires a lot of faith. And for Abraham to pick up his life and move to a place where he didn't even know, it was a journey. It was a journey physically moving there, but also it was a journey spiritually, moving to, getting to a place where he had that relationship with God, where he was living with God, where he was living in the presence of God. And life is itself is also a journey in a way, that we never stay in one place. You know, some of you have lived all your life in Little Silver, but you know that it's, you know, location-wise, geographically, you know, latitude and longitude-wise, you may be in the same spot, but you know that you are not in the same spot. The community has changed. As Barbara shared with us, his neighbor, old neighbor, you know, from 30, 40, 50 years ago, has come back. And he has come back to a new place with different faces, with different community. And so our life is a journey moving from point A to point B, constantly changing. And I believe that the moment we stop changing is the moment we go underground. Because every moment, every day, we change. Our world changes. Our circumstances change. And in the midst of our life journey, in the midst of all these changes, God calls us. God calls us like God had called Abraham, saying, come and let me journey with you. Come and let's journey together. Don't journey alone. But I am here, and involve me in your journey so that we can go it together. And that in itself, responding to that call and start journeying with God, that's faith. That's taking step in faith. Faith is a journey of the heart leading to God. It's a journey inward toward God, toward the mind and heart of God, to go beyond feelings of our fear, our anxiety, uncertainty, insecurity, but to the truth and love of God, that no matter what comes, no matter where we are going through, no matter whether we are in the hills or the valleys, that God is with us and that God will take us through this. That's faith. And holding on to that, no matter what the circumstances. You know, it's easy for us to talk about faith in this way and a lot harder to embrace it. We want to give ourselves over to God, but we like to be able to know the destination, the details. You know, wouldn't it be nice if God gave us a map? Like, you are right here, this is where we're going to go, and this is how we're going to get there, and here's a timeline. It would be so much easier if we had those information. Then again, it wouldn't require faith if you had all that information. That's why I guess it's called faith. We would love it if God will just simply give us a map. If God will just simply tell us, this is what I want you to do. You know, I don't care whether it comes via email or, you know, we hear the voice. But, you know, it's not about what we like, what we want. But it's about how God plans to lead us and guide us to a place where we are blessed and where we become source of blessing for others. The truth is that God's will for us isn't bound up in the final destination of where we are headed, whether it be heaven, whether it be a place of career or where we find peace. But God's will for us is to be in relationship with God, to trust God with everything in our lives, and to live each day in God's presence. And when it comes to God, the journey really is the destination. See, like Abraham and all the others mentioned in this chapter of Hebrews 11, we may never really see the fulfillment. We may never even get there to that destination. We may never even arrive, but that's not important. What's important is the journey itself, is the process through which we are blessed, through which we grow closer and closer to God, through which we practice living in the presence of God. So the journey is home. The journey is the destination. Our faith, it's not about what's in it for me. What do I get out? Where do I go? Where do I get from here? But it's rather, it's about realizing that everything that we do for God is part of God's larger purpose in the world. What can God and me do together? And what can God and me, as we work together, accomplish in the world? Each day, as we practice getting closer to God, whether it be prayer, whether it be reading the scripture, whether it be living out the love that He has for us, that's practice. Each day, each step. Can you imagine 5 years from now, 10 years from now, as we commit, dedicate ourselves to live in this journey toward God? Can you imagine what you will look like 5 years, 10 years from now? Do you see yourself doing the spiritual high bar gracefully? I could see all of you doing the spiritual high bars or the vaults so gracefully, so wonderfully, in commune with God. And I pray that we can all, even though we may not see it, that we will enjoy the journey, the process of growing closer to God. Amen.